This podcast is meant for mature audiences only. The fictional characters portrayed are career criminals and engage in a variety of unsavory behavior, including mayhem, arson, and possibly even potty talk.
Now, in case you forgot, last time on Burning Edge.
It's still Friday, January 5th, 2080. The team started their recon job at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and Conference Center. Kat left a bag of what she claims are clothes in the meeting room while she and Cassandra checked out the tactical situation. Chatting with the friendly neighborhood bartender, Micah found out about some disturbances there recently. But Matrix security and pudding made further research in that area untenable for Jean-Baptiste. They've decided to split up to talk to some management at the hotel. Jean-Baptiste and Micah will try to track down Darren Summers, the head of security, while Kat and Cassandra have a chat with Vincent Santos, the head of housekeeping.
Head of housekeeping does not normally respond to guests. We're here as an unannounced security inspection.
You've got the power of evil behind you.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how one would go about requesting somebody like this without making a obvious fuss about it.
We could just ask nicely.
Well, yeah, but it's asking nicely under what context and purview?
We want to meet them in case Gero decides he wants to stay the night tomorrow.
That wouldn't be head of housekeeping so much, unless it was going to involve something weird involving Kat.
We can ask if they have kitty litter on hand.
That sounds like a good way to get slapped.
Catherine sends, like, the defeated emotion.
Well, any other ideas?
I have an idea if you wish to hear it.
Does it involve choking someone?
No.
I was about to ask as well.
Unpopular way to try to get him, but it would be something that I think would be a usual occurrence in a hotel like this. High-level people have... They need a certain amount of discretion for certain things. Maybe Mr. Gero will be staying the night, he's decided. And he would like to spend some time and with a lady, and given his certain proclivities, there could be a mess. You want to talk to the head of housekeeping because discretion is needed.
That's roughly where I was thinking we were going to end up going with this.
Yeah, we want to make sure that the room can be set up in the right way and can be taken down in the right way with discretion.
The idea would just be talking to housekeeping about, like, hey, we need to be sure that you guys can prep to clean up anything discreetly immediately. So, yeah, that is roughly the kind of yarn that would be being spun here.
Can you spin said yarn?
Yeah, I can manage it.
Good job.
I can manage it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Let's do it then.
Go up to one of the nearby, more influential-looking staff or a desk, whichever seems available, and basically explain to them that in the event that Mr. Gero decides he wants to have a bit of spontaneity or stay at this nice establishment as, you know, the means avail to him, the ability to do so, it would probably be best if we could have the assurance of, well, frankly, your cleaning staff that any sort of proclivities you might get up to would be discreetly and rapidly dealt with and cleaned up. It'd be great if we could get the personal assurances of whoever would be managing those staff. Can we meet with such an individual?
The concierge just...
Yes, of course.
And picks up an actual, like, landline phone and dials the number, speaks quietly into it. Mr. Santos comes back.
Mr. Santos should be down shortly.
Thank you very much. And Cassandra gives a bit of a nod. She leans into it a bit just to show her graciousness as she gives him a bit of a smile, appreciative of his hard work, and then looks back. It's a look of distaste, but it's clearly not aimed at Kat.
Yeah.
It's like, this work.
Catherine has a slight, like, she gives a thumbs up, but has, like, a slight distant look in her eye as she does so.
Shortly thereafter, a The elevator doors open and a dwarf in a suit steps out. He walks towards the concierge, who gives a nod towards y'all. He changes direction to walk up to y'all. I'm Vincent Santos, the concierge. Ms. Franklin said you needed some help.
Yeah, yes. It's regarding, well, our client. And frankly, a couple of these things. Would you mind if we stepped off a ways from the general walking areas? These might not be things your other guests want to hear.
He points towards an alcove, leads you into there, closes the door.
The number 3 alcove?
It is definitely not the number 3 alcove. That one's still closed. It still smells like Lysol and broken dreams.
No.
So, Mr. Santos, when it comes to matters of my client's concern, there's a couple of things that we have to bring up that I'm afraid are, I'm sure, a bit of a hassle for your fine establishment and for the staff who you are tasked with managing. One issue of concern is, well, as we were voicing to your friend over there, certain proclivities and spontaneity from Mr. Garrow, the man who we are working for. And, well, we would need basically your personal assurances as well as some form of walkthrough about how you would handle such a process of dealing with quickly cleaning up and also hiding any signs that there ever was some sort of mess of, well, not necessarily a carnal nature, but possibly along those lines. I would hope not. And also, there's a bit of another matter that was brought to my team's attention. See, in part, besides the assistance thing we do for Mr. Garrow, we also are tasked with certain security issues. And something that came to my team's attention was something regarding a number 3 alcove.
He looks a little disturbed when you mention that one.
Yes, you understand why I might be bringing that up and why it might be a concern. I understand you managed the aftermath of an incident in this number 3 alcove. I'm hoping nothing of that nature will be in your immediate future. No, that's not a threat, by the way. I mean, for you to clean up.
Please, go ahead.
When that incident occurred, we understand it was rather quick, but can you, I hate to bring you back to such a horrible memory, but can you give us any sort of insight as to the means of the attack, time frame, and direction? In our role, we have to make sure our client is safe, and if I need to intersperse my way in between a threat and my client, I need to know the details of how to do so in case such a entity were to come here to, well, create another mess.
So I'm assuming you have heard about the attack here a few days ago in one of the alcoves. Is that correct? Where a assassin, a hitman, came in and dispatched 3 people?
Yes, that sounds about correct. And frankly, even if that's not the incident that I've been advised to, it's close enough that it's an issue of concern. So yes, please elaborate on that incident.
From what we've been able to ascertain from video footage after the fact, a group of people were in one of our private alcoves, which we provide to guests as well as guests of our guests. They were discussing something to which we are not privy to, all of those rooms.
Oh yes, just discretion. I understand the purpose of a room like this.
We assume everything was above board. We pride ourselves on being a legal establishment and only dealing with discerning citizens. However, while they were in there, a man dressed in a fine business suit walked through the front door, walked past our check-in as if he was already a guest, walked right into that and proceeded to pull out a monofilament whip and took everyone by surprise. Before we even had a chance to respond, they were cut to ribbons.
So, single individual, walked in without any sort of optical camouflage or anything of that nature and just used a monofilament whip.
He moved so fast once he got into that room. he had already started before he even closed the door. It was awful. Since then, we have beefed up security. We have added cyber scanners to our doors. Our security spiders can see that sort of thing. When you walk through, you will set off alarms. In fact, we know what your team has. We have more spiders on staff at all times, monitoring the premises, making sure that people who are doing things should be there.
Any sort of mystic overwatch? I mean, frankly, what you are talking about sounds like somebody who's got a bit of the, the physical enhancement type going on. And, well, it'd be nice if somebody could detect that.
You're asking if we employ mages?
Of any sort. I mean, at least somebody who's able to perceive an adept.
We do have some on the staff. They, being very expensive commodities, are not here all hours. But I can assure you, whenever high-value individuals such as Mr. Garrow are here, our security team will be in full strength.
So, in the possibility of a magical event, we would be alerted, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
As much as anyone needs to be alerted. Our primary goal is to take care of security threats without you ever noticing that they were, in fact, a threat. But in the event that we cannot handle it, we will give you ample time, as much as we can, to remove your protected individual from here.
Thank you very much. Hold on for just one more moment, and Cassandra will...
All right, so you good with this, Micah? You think that's our information? Because that's about what I need.
Cass, this is your expertise. If you're good with it, I'm good with it. You good with it? Do I need to come down there and talk to him, get a little more out of him?
I'm not really worried that he's holding out on me here. I mean, that's frankly a lot more than I was expecting to get. Now, I'm more worried about if that's the sort of threat that can come in and around here. I'm not sure I can deal with that. So if we get a warning that sort of thing's coming back again, well, best I could do is buy a few seconds for us to get through a door.
By the way, if there's anything that makes you nervous tomorrow, I'll be right next to him as always, so just let me know.
You know, Kat, that means a lot more right now than it normally does. Thank you.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but okay.
So you walk down the hall past some of the various meeting rooms. There's laundry for guest use on one side, and then comes the set of double doors, says employees only. It's not locked, no key card or anything. Everything back there is pretty sterile and white. They didn't paint it soothing colors or anything like that. It's meant for employees to know that they are, in fact, employees and worth basically nothing. There's generic offices with those cheap Venetian blinds. Most of those are closed. After you walk down the hall a little bit, another guy comes out. Can I help y'all? Are you lost?
Oh my gosh, thank you. Yes, it's a maze back here. My friend and I, this is JB, my friend and I, we're supposed to talk to a Mr. Summers, but we're having a hard time finding his office. Do you know where it is?
Can I ask what this is about? Mr. Summers normally...
No. Mr. Summers and I, and JB, are supposed to have a conversation. Can you direct me to his office?
You see him go into AR for a little bit. He nods. Sure. It's down at the end of this hall to the left.
She'll, without saying thank you or anything, just walk that way. Assuming JB follows her.
No, we...
That's a terrible assumption.
I know. That's why I said I'm assuming.
There's no food around. What else am I doing?
We'll get to the door, and before we go in, Micah's going to look at JB very seriously.
What are you looking at? What can I do for you, Mika?
JB, we're going to go in here. We're going to talk to this guy. This guy is like you. He speaks your language. He deals with spiders and all of that. He is the eyes of this whole place.
All right.
He is going to give us a lot of information if you are able to get it from him.
All right.
So when you go in here, I need you to really, like, constant. I need you to focus.
All right. Focus.
And get the info we want.
Get info.
Which is all the info.
All of the info.
All of it.
How long is this going to take?
I mean, if you're good at your job, like 15 minutes.
All right. So like half an hour.
Ugh. You're killing me. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Now, look, to help you out, I am willing to do you a special favor.
No, yes.
I am willing to let you play tough guy.
What do you mean play?
Let you be the high level person and I am your assistant and you will get to talk down to me while we are in this room. But only in this room, JB.
Okay.
Okay, now,
okay.
This is to help elevate you to be a person of power, okay?
All right.
Use that.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All go. Right. Well, you would open the door for me, right?
I said in the room, JB.
But he's going to see. I mean, it's going to look weird if I open the door for myself.
Dragon ass. Oh, my God. So Michael will knock on the door, open it, peek her head in.
Announce me? Excuse me? Why am I not being announced?
Mr. Summers, I have Mr. Jean-Baptiste to speak with you.
Jean-Baptiste struts in the room, looking around at everything but him, kind of putting his nose up at everything. Who are we meeting again, Mika?
Sir, this is Mr. Summers.
Hello, Mr. Summers. How are you doing?
He's in VR. He didn't hear anything. He'll just say.
This is ridiculous. Mika.
The room itself is completely covered in various pieces of technology and in various states of disarray and or attempted repair. There's like giant coils of cables. There's no lights on in here. Everything is lit up by flashing LEDs from the rack of servers on one wall. In the middle is sitting in a guy leaning back in a chair, his eyes completely glazed over, clearly in VR.
All right. JB's going to stand with his arms crossed and then put out his hand like, what are you waiting for, Mika? Get him out of VR.
T and I to JB.
Perhaps maybe you should communicate in the same way with him. Do that thing.
Okay.
If you can.
Can I see his mark?
His persona?
Yeah.
If you go into the host, you can probably find it.
Like, I can't just see his comlink or anything?
I mean, he's got a comlink there, but yeah, he's got like the universal data cable plugged into his data jack, and it's going to his cyber deck.
Oh, okay.
And he's in the Matrix. So he does have a persona, but it is currently in the host.
I guess, can I go to the host and like knock on the door?
It's a public host. You may go in, and as long as you don't do anything illegal.
All right.
Of course, you've already done something illegal in there.
Yeah, you might want to reset your device.
I already did.
He did reboot his brain.
Yeah, they shouldn't have any marks on me anymore.
They don't have any marks, but they may still recognize you.
Possibly. Can I change my persona?
Sure.
I'm going to be like a really important looking business guy in like a suit.
So you look nothing like your character.
Exactly.
So you fade into full VR as the meat space world kind of dissolves to be replaced by the beauty that is the Matrix. Their host kind of looks like a hotel. It's very well sculpted. Everything looks kind of hotel-y. Finally, a guy comes up and unlike the fat, middle-aged, balding guy that is sitting in meat space in front of you, this guy is very good looking, clearly in shape in the Matrix. You know, long blonde hair, kind of looks like Fabio. Nothing like his meat space comes up. Something tells me you're looking for me.
Are you Mr. Caro?
I am Darren Summers.
Ah, well, then you're not Mr. Caro. But I am looking for you, nonetheless. I have some questions for you.
I may have some questions of myself, but as one of our esteemed guests in this establishment, I will let you talk first.
No. You have questions. Please ask, reciprocation.
I'm just wondering, you earlier seemed to have tripped some of my sensors on this here host, and I would just appreciate it if you would keep your illegal activities to a minimum while on said premises.
I assure you, I am doing nothing but being a white hat. See, I am the cybersecurity for EVO. We are the security team coming tomorrow. and we wanted to make sure you are top-notch. And my friend, you are top-notch.
Well, I do take a certain amount of pride in building up my security in this here host. I coded most of this myself.
Ah, it's very impressive. Now, I do have some questions to your response to a hacker, to a Decker. Would we be notified if there was some sort of intrusion, like what I attempted?
If all goes well, any intruder that we detect will be taken care of before there's any possibility of sending an alarm to any of our guests.
Yes, but you see, this is a very sensitive meeting. Any intrusion into that room, we need to know about immediately. Any recording, any door lock, loss of control, we must know about. Is there any possibility that you could give this to us?
In his virtual reality hand goes up in front of him, and suddenly there's a clipboard there, and he flips over a piece of paper, and he's like, Mr. Jean-Baptiste, is it?
Oui.
Let me be perfectly clear. We know almost everything that happens in this building, in any of the public spaces, and we will do everything we can to keep any of our guests safe. That goes double for days like tomorrow, where we have a higher than normal amount of high value people. VIPs.
So you will not give us even a warning? We are not normal guests. We will not panic.
If someone were to penetrate our defenses and we could not handle it, yes, we would definitely sound all kinds of alarms. We have a contract with our local friendly precinct of Knight Errant, and they would be here with all due haste.
All right. Now, would you mind coming out of virtual reality real quick with me? I sent a message to Micah. Mika, this man is being quite difficult. Do you mind persuading him?
But JB, we've already established you're the man in charge.
Yes, and I'm telling you to persuade him. I am delegating. That is what leadership is. I'm technically still in the room.
So JB, you're telling me you need my help. You're asking me for my help.
No,
you need me.
No. I am telling you, I am giving you a command as your superior. We must, you know, maintain this charade, as you say.
I mean, I would call it a charade, but to each their own.
Well, you can pronounce it incorrectly all you want, but it's a charade. So, Mr. Summers, I would like you to meet my, assistant. But she is an assistant with a very narrow skill set. She's absolute crap at most things. But what she does very well. Mika, would you like to show him what I mean?
So, Mr. Summers, Jean-Baptiste has inquired of several things. I assume while you guys were, she'll kind of point to the air and like spin her fingers or like, you know, in there. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing that you have been hesitant in giving said information to his inquiry.
All right, so here's the deal. He says, finally sitting up and wiping some drool off his chin from being in VR for clearly longer than is healthy. My job is to make sure that bad things do not happen here. Part of that involves just watching video feeds. And we were briefed by Evo that y'all would be coming into our establishment and looking around. And you, and he points a big, fat, meaty finger at you, you've been very unkind to some of our employees. I would appreciate keeping magic use to a minimum. Because you are attached to a high-value team, we have not reciprocated. But we did notice you intimidating one of our bartenders. We do value Evo's business, but please continue.
No, these are all excellent points. So let me break it down then. Yes, I was able to intimidate one of your employees very easily, I might add. I believe Mr. Jean-Baptiste here was able to get into your host. Little difficulty, but still able to do it. Which really, I hate to tell you, Mr. Summers, I really would hate to put in my report that this hotel is easily compromisable, which means Evo may have to look at a new place to do business. Which also means Evo may also talk to other people, other corpses in St. Louis that also may decide to go elsewhere to do business because this establishment is so compromisable. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Summers?
Jean-Baptiste is slinking towards the door.
Yeah, he looks over at you when she says you were able to compromise his system and gives you a big smirk.
You should be looking at him because he's not that great, yet he still did it. So, Mr. Summers, I ask you one more time. Are you going to start helping us and work with us so we can work with you? Or are you not? So I have to go back, fill out a bunch of reports saying how this is really not the best place to conduct business.
I feel like you need to throw some dice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Are you comfortable with that level of success?
You know what? Let's do it because I'm not going to need any more edge for the rest of this thing. 9 total hits. Social limit is 9. I get to keep all 9.
And you barely beat him with all of his home field advantages. All right. So look, we do value Evo's business. We were aware of your friend trying to get into our host. We were very well aware of it. In fact, we did keep from responding in kind because of our relationship with Evo. We have things under control. What is it that you want from me?
I was told you were the guy who had the eyes of the whole place.
I see almost everything that happens in here.
So, what happened yesterday between 3:30 and 5 p.m. that ended with the head of housekeeping dealing with a big mess?
Have you ever seen the Trid, the faster-than-life ninja, basically can block bullets with his sword? I can't remember the name of it.
She's going to look at JB because she's lost right now.
It's like an anime from, I don't know, from like 2054 or so. Anyway, it's a classic. There's this guy in there and he can go and he can move super fast. This is when cybernetics were first taken off, right? This guy can go into a room and before anyone can move, he can pull out his sword and cut half of them to shreds before giving a witty quip and disappearing out of the room. This guy was like that.
Mr. Summers, I'm asking you about a real life event and you're talking to me about a Trid show?
I don't have any coherent way of describing it that makes sense other than if you've ever seen that anime, and you can look it up. It's probably freely piratable downloadable on the Matrix. The guy moved so fast. It was like a combination of cyberware and magic. The Knight Errant has confiscated our video. We don't have extraterritoriality here at the Ritz-Carlton because we are not a megacorporation. So they did investigate. They did confiscate our video. But seriously, I've never seen anything like it. It was a blur.
What's in the room? And is there an empty chair to sit in? I assume there is.
There are absolutely zero empty chairs. There are chairs with a bunch of, like, one's got a box of random cables and ribbon cables and connectors, power cables, and that kind of crap in it. Another one's got, like, 4 computers stacked up on it.
Does he have a desk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's too bad for him. She's going to walk around. She's going to take a seat on that desk.
It's covered in Cheeto dust.
Yeah, so you, like, push a bunch of dragon piss energy drinks back.
Push stuff out of the way. She's going to take a seat. She's going to light up a cigarette, and she's going to look at him and say, okay, Mr. Summers, what you've just told me is that this high-security hotel had a mass murder that you guys didn't prevent. You guys let a person enter your establishment. No, please, Mr. Mass. Summers, for your own safety, please be quiet right now. You let a man walk in here. You let him kill several people. You let him walk out of here. You have video. You gave it to Knight Errant. But something tells me, sir, something tells me you got a copy of that somewhere for your own private collection. Don't lie to me.
First of all, I would never lie to you. Second off, I definitely do not because I never want to see anything like that again.
Describe the individual and do not tell me anything to do with a Trid or an anime. You tell me what that person looked like that walked in.
Okay. He was wearing pinstripe black suit? No, it was definitely no, it was blue. It might have been brown. No. He was Asian.
Uh-huh. A man no, in a suit, an Asian man in a suit that could have had a pinstriped, a blue or a brown no, suit.
He was black. He was definitely black.
Asian was black or the suit was black. Mr. Summers, I need you to focus.
No, he was a dwarf. Long beard? No, that's not right.
Oh, there's something sketchy going on here. Is this guy looking okay?
He was a troll? No, it was a woman.
God, this guy needs to see a mage.
I think maybe he already did.
She walked into that room and there were five people, and within the first second before she closed the door, two of them were dead. One decapitated and one of them cut in half at the waist. And then the door closes, and when he finally there was two people. No, just one. Just one. When he walked back out, there was just one person alive left in the room. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And he's like visibly sweating. If you would like to judge intentions.
I don't think Micah needs to judge intentions. I think we've got it. She's going to stand up. She's going to adjust her suit, make it look nice and neat. She's going to walk away. JB, I think we're done here.
Yes.
He's got nothing for us.
Yes, he is.
He lights up a cigarette and takes a huge drag.
JB, we're done here. He's not going to give us any info.
I agree.
And when Mr. Summers seems to recollect himself.
Does he?
Does he?
Go with a composure roll. No, he's having a hard time getting back into the swing of things. He's slammed another energy drink, lit up another cigarette. He just went through the first one super quick. He's clearly having a hard time. So it takes him like 20 minutes to finally kind of snap out of whatever memory state he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mecca staying there for 20 minutes?
She'll smoke her cigarette.
So he's like sitting there and he's just looking and he's kind of talking to himself the entire time, like, just seriously, it was like a vampire, but faster, and it was like wired reflexes 12, given to an adept, like, no one should move that fast, no. Finally lets out a little whimper and looks up, and it's like the saddest doe eyes you've ever seen. If you had a heart, it would be melting.
If you had empathy.
This is the head of security.
Exactly, JB. JB, are you able to get all of this? Were you able to get that?
You mean the rambling nonsense that he said?
Exactly. Did you get this? Did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mr. Summers, he got all of it. This is good news for us.
Yes, very much so.
He takes a long drag on his cigarette. Okay.
Okay, good. Good. We're going to go back. We're going to leave. We're going to let you, calm down. Maybe take an early day. Maybe start looking for a new job, because I am going to go back and file that report with Evo that you have been compromised. Because, sir, you have. You are not able to offer us good security. I'm going to have to let your superiors know. They're going to probably drum you right out of here, replace you with an underling. That's always the way. And you will start a new life. Hopefully you can find another job, but I'm really going to try to go the extra mile and blackball you.
That sounds nice.
That sounds wonderful. JB, we may as well go. He's pretty much done. As they exit, Michael will D&I to everybody. Should we meet in the cigar bar for a maybe end of day recap of what we've learned?
Do we have to?
Yes, Kat, we do.
I am still in charge.
We've left the room, JB. Remember what I said? In the room, you're boss. Out of the room, I'm boss of you.
Can we go back into the room?
Do you want Mr. Summers' job?
I might submit my resume. We will see.
So, cigar bars, when I'm hearing yes.
So yeah, she'll make her way right to the cigar bar. Probably wave to James at the bar, because she's nice and polite.
He's off shift.
Damn it. Let's get a table for four at the cigar bar.
Catherine is not so subtly at times holding her nose closed.
When Cassandra shows up, she's visibly disturbed. And she's like, so either he got hit with something after the fact to try and obfuscate something, or they got hit with something that we're not prepared to deal with.
Well, this could have just been a one-off situation that just happened to inconveniently occur very close to our one-off event.
I hope you're right.
They have a connection.
I really hope you're right. And
Cass, they were runners. They were shadow runners. They were criminals. They should die.
Oh, I don't care about that. I'm just of the opinion that's like, if somebody assigns hits like that to a place like this, our team's not prepared for that. And I frankly like having my legs remain attached. I like how, you know, it really completes my look to have legs and breathe.
Cass, you're not going to lose your legs. Cat looks like she may lose her lunch, but you're not going to lose your legs. This is not associated with our thing tomorrow. This is just something that happened. They're runners. They were in the wrong place, wrong time. They got hit. They probably screwed over their J, like they do on the trits every other week.
Ugh. Yeah, you're right.
No wonder they're terrible. They're unprofessional.
Still a mess. It's like, what do we...
Oh, no, it's a huge mess. This place is totally not secure. We got to find a new place to do business after tomorrow.
That security head, he's useless.
Oh, no. He's going to be out on his ass real soon. This is going to be great.
I'm just concerned. It's like that guy's not going to be any help to us tomorrow.
That's why we got JB here. JB's going to take care of it, right, JB?
Yes, I am perfect at doing these things. I can watch the cameras.
He's already got in once. He already knows the system. It's fine. Yeah. He's going to make a new friend tomorrow in the... whoever takes Mr. Summers' stuff.
So we get everything?
What are you, in a hurry? Can I finish my cigar and a drink or two? I mean,
I just need to know what other work I need to be getting prepped for. But yeah, go ahead, enjoy yourself. You did well.
You got to deal with some agent in a black brown pinstripe suit who's black dwarf and a female who's going to come in and kill you in a bright flash of light. That's all.
Or two. So we are definitely going to need to do our own surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Should we requisition some surveillance drones?
Okay.
You would be managing them.
All right.
We're fine. This is standard. This place is standard. We're going to be fine tomorrow. Don't you worry. God, I can't wait to get that guy fired, though. Oh, I've never been so excited to write up a report.
Cassandra kind of rolls her eyes, but she's smiling and chuckling through her nose.
I'm glad they don't ask me to write up reports.
Yeah, how come you don't have to ever write up the reports, Kat?
Because it's not my job.
Huh. We're going to have to change that.
It probably won't work, but sure.
All right, you know what? Let's just go. I've got so many... I know exactly what I'm going to write in the report. She'll snuff out her cigar and, be ready to go if you guys want to leave.
Yeah, I wanted to leave an hour ago.
So y'all are going to head back to the arcology?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm just going to go back to the room and have a lavender bath and try to not smell like cigar smoke.
Hello, I'm Cassandra Miller, and I'm played by Quar.
I am Tim Sterer. And I play Catherine.
Jean-Baptiste, voiced by Jeff Elaine.
Micah is voiced by Jupiter Sanders.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
Bio break over?
Yes, everything came out okay.
Awesome. So happy. Somebody your age, sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, sometimes you can't start and sometimes you can't stop.
Oh my god, there's a...
Oh my god, there's a spider.
You dicks.
I mean, JB, we all know you put food in your pockets.
No.
Hmm?
No.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want ants? Because I will get ants.
Get ants.
No, I will eat it before the ants.
Candy and free puppies.
I see you're totally breaking character right now.
I know. It's okay.
I would assume that Kentucky has not been wiped off the map, so...
It should.
I mean...
I mean, having recently been to Kentucky, even though it's better than where I live, yeah, it should still be wiped off the map.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm trying to... I don't know, do you think that would be negotiation or intimidation?
Almost everything you say sounds intimidating.
I know, right? Almost everything I say.